Recorded Books presents No Place Left to Hide by Megan Lally. Narrated by Justice Boulding. For anyone who's felt the unique pain of being betrayed by a friend, they don't deserve you. Never did. Wish them the worst. Hit them with your car. Just kidding. That's murder. Chapter 1. Now. I would do unspeakable things to get through this day faster. My thumb taps impatiently against the top of the desk as I watch the second hand tick closer to the bell with full body apprehension. I'm not even pretending to listen to what Mr. Peters is saying about the homework. He'll put whatever the assignment is up on the student portal anyway, and I can deal with that at home. When I have my answer. 3:19 p.m. One more minute. Mr. Peters clears the phlegm from his throat, and my attention snaps back to him. For a second, I think he's asked me a question, but he's not looking at me. He's gesturing to the class at large with his wrinkly hands.
Final reminder. Your French Revolution paper is due first thing on Monday. But you can turn it in through the portal over the long weekend if you prefer. Do not forget about this assignment. Tomorrow is a teacher work day, and I don't want to listen to any whining about extensions. There won't be any.
I want to roll my eyes. I haven't forgotten an assignment in my entire life. It'll take more than a 3-day weekend to throw me off. Besides, I've had that paper done for a week and a half. These things aren't difficult for someone like me. The bell rings. Beeps, actually, 7 quick jabs of sound slicing through the excitement in the air, and I'm at the head of the aisle before anyone else can even gather their things. Mr. Peters holds up a hand to stop me before I pass his desk. He looks a bit like an elderly Stanley Tucci, complete with thick, black-framed glasses. He's one of the oldest teachers at Waldorf and probably should have retired a decade ago. When he smiles, it reveals a piece of salad stuck in his yellow dentures.
Good luck today, Brooke. You've got Yale in the bag.
God, I hope he's right. Thank you. Fingers crossed, I say, like I'm hopeful, like I'm excited, like I'm sure of the result when I'm absolutely not. I scoot from the room and into the crowded hallway, focusing on Waldorf Prep's checkered marble flooring, to avoid anyone else stoking the fires of my anxiety with more well wishes. Ivy Day has been looming on Waldorf's Google Calendar for 6 months. If I wanted to, I could walk down the hall and pick out every other Ivy hopeful by sight alone. All of us vibrate with a similar kind of urgency, rushing from the school like someone's chasing us, only that someone is our future, and we can't escape that. The best we can hope for is to be locked in our rooms, away from prying eyes, when the inevitable rears its ugly head. Because at 4 o'clock today, those of us who applied to the Ivies get our answer. It's a day I've been preparing for in one way or another my whole life. Today's the day that could change everything or nothing at all, and that pressure makes it hard to function. Yale is my family's legacy, and I'd do anything to make it mine, too. I already have. Every time I look up, friends smile at me across the hallway, or people I barely know wish me luck. Teachers give me thumbs ups or pat me on the shoulder. Other Ivy hopefuls give me the nervous-eyed nod. Everyone knows what's at stake today. And for the millionth time since the fall, I kick myself for not applying early decision. I could have had my answer months ago, but I missed the deadline because of the incident. Yet another thing I lost because of her. I grin back and straighten my shoulders, pretending I'm not falling apart on the inside. I can't change the past. Early decision is behind me, and Ivy Day is here. Besides, good wins don't get to fall apart. They don't get rejected by Yale either.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?